Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive into today's The Juice Stories. So let's start with the first story here. The House just passed this Laken Riley Act, which basically focuses on the detention of undocumented immigrants who are accused of certain crimes. It's headed to President Trump's desk, and it's expected to be signed.
Yeah, this story could be a good jumping-off point to talk about the complexities of immigration with your kids. You might ask them to consider the different perspectives that people have on immigration, like what factors influence those views, how do we balance ideas of justice and safety with individual rights?
Yeah, and the story mentions that the bill was named after a nursing student who was tragically killed, allegedly by an undocumented immigrant. I think this could be a good opportunity to talk about how personal stories can shape public policy. Mm-hmm. And the impact that those policies have on individuals and communities.
Yeah, for sure. It's certainly a powerful example of how individual experiences intersect with larger societal issues.
Definitely. Okay, so the next story shifts gears to outer space. Literally an 8-foot metallic ring, suspected to be space junk, crashed into a Kenyan village. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Wow, that's something else. This incident really highlights the growing concern surrounding space debris. You know, there are nearly 19,000 trackable pieces of space junk orbiting Earth. It definitely raises questions about the responsibility that comes with space exploration. Like, how do we manage the environmental impact? What are the potential risks? And how do we mitigate them?
Yeah, that's a great point. You could even use this story as a springboard to talk about careers in STEM. Maybe it sparks an interest in aerospace engineering or environmental science.
Absolutely. It's definitely a field with a growing need for innovative solutions.
For sure. Okay, moving on. We've got a story about a massive AI project called Stargate AI. It's a collaboration between OpenAI, Oracle, NVIDIA, and a bunch of others. And it aims to use AI for everything. Early cancer detection, bolstering national security, you name it.
This story provides a really good opportunity to discuss the potential and the pitfalls of artificial intelligence. What are the ethical considerations? How do we ensure data privacy and avoid bias in algorithms?
Yeah, it's important for kids to think critically about these advancements, especially as AI plays a larger and larger role in their lives.
Absolutely. It's not just about understanding the technology itself, but also how it's developed and used. These are decisions that will have far-reaching consequences.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, let's see. It looks like researchers are finding that nasal swabs could help doctors treat asthma more effectively, particularly in minority children. Apparently, the swabs can help distinguish between different types of asthma.
This is a promising development, especially considering that minority children often experience higher rates of asthma. This story could open up a conversation about health disparities. Like, why are certain groups more vulnerable to certain diseases? How can we ensure equal access to healthcare and new treatments?
It's a good reminder that science and medicine should benefit everyone.
Definitely. It's about understanding the social and environmental factors that impact health as much as the biological ones.
Right. Okay, so let's lighten things up a bit with the next story. We've got a moose that fell through the ice in New York. Luckily, the NYSDEC was able to rescue it. They used chainsaws to cut a path in the ice.
Wow, that's quite a rescue. It's certainly a testament to their quick thinking and resourcefulness. But, you know, this story can also spark a conversation about human-wildlife interactions. What are our responsibilities towards animals, particularly in a changing environment where their habitats are increasingly impacted by human activity?
It's a good way to instill a sense of empathy and responsibility for the natural world in our kids.
I agree. It's about fostering that sense of stewardship for our planet and all its inhabitants.
Okay, moving on. The Juice features a quote today from Edith Wharton. She was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. And the quote is, "There are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it."
Oh, I love that quote. It's a reminder that we can all contribute to making the world a better place. We can be a source of knowledge and inspiration, or help amplify the good work of others.
It's a great message to consider with your kids. How can they be both a candle and a mirror in their own lives?
Maybe by embracing their own passions and sharing their knowledge with others, but also by supporting and encouraging the efforts of those around them.
Yeah, I like that. It's clear that The Juice is giving students a lot to think about. And hopefully it's sparking some interesting conversations at home and in the classroom.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's all about encouraging them to engage with the world around them, to ask questions, and to find their own ways to make a difference.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.